It's continuing coverage of Iowa Falls Alden boys basketball with head coach Mike Holm. The Cadets end up falling at home here to Eagle Grove 78-70 in what proved to be an epic overtime game here in the first round of the playoffs. And coach, unfortunately, you guys were not quite able to get stops in that overtime period. It kind of took a while for you guys to score, and kind of an unfortunate way to end what was a great game here tonight.
Yeah, that was, you know, another game where we scored enough points to win a game, but we just couldn't get the stops down the stretch. And, you know, I can't fault our kids for playing hard. They busted their rear ends to get back into it. We were not very good in the first half. And they really battled the second half to get it to overtime. And, you know, we just couldn't get enough stops down at the end.
Some big moments in this game. I mean, you're down 6-0 right off the bat. You're able to score a whole bunch straight. I think you scored the next 11 or something, I want to say. Led it 11-6 in that first quarter. Then coming out of halftime, you scored the first 7 points, I think 10 of the first 13 points or something like that in the second half, and a chance for your team to keep yourselves in it after it could have gone sideways there with Eagle Grove leading. But again, your guys never backed down in those situations and kept yourselves in contention in this one.
Yeah, we're notorious for having slow starts. I don't know if we've had a fast start all year. So it's just we got to ride that little bump out every night the first part of the game, and I know they're going to battle back. And second half, we had a little come to Jesus meeting about where we needed to be and what we needed to do, and I think they took that to heart, and they knew that, you know, this was it. We either had to go out and do what we needed to do, or we were going to go home. And they played hard again. They you know, we out rebounded somebody for maybe the first time this year. Uncharacteristically, we had like 19 turnovers, so, you know, some things we normally don't do, we did. And nerves were a little tight early, but they battled through it and they fought hard. I couldn't ask for a better group of kids.
And then the late game execution there late in the fourth quarter, Kale Calouse gets fouled on that three-point attempt and able to knock down all three of them. And, man, ice water in his veins on those free throws to knock him down. And then you had an opportunity there at the very end as well. Gave yourselves a chance to, you know, possibly win it late there at the end of regulation.
Yeah, we had it set up. We either had Kale going to the corner or Carson Calouse going to the top of the key, and they got it into Kale, and he drove to the corner and, you know, just didn't get the shot off in time and send it to overtime. So,
yep. When it comes to some of the contributors, looking back at the stat sheet here for this one, I mean, it was your seniors doing a good bulk of, you know, the contributions in this one. What a night for Calvin Hutchinson, 23 points to lead the way. Kale Calouse, you know, we know what he's capable of doing. He dropped 20 tonight. And then Carson Allen, man, he had some big shots throughout this game as well, especially in the second half, finishes with 12 points. What can you say about some of those individual efforts, especially from some of those seniors that left it all out there in their last game of their careers?
Carson's been a good shooter all year. He gets into his own head a lot of times, and then he makes himself struggle. And I just have to keep telling him, I believe in you, I believe in you. And I said, let her fly tonight, I believe. And he knocks some shots down for us, and I know that makes him play better. I can't say enough about Calvin. Holy cow, 23 points. I think they said he had 14 rebounds. That's a monster game out of Calvin, who we're asking to play post on offense and defense, and he's been a guard his whole life. So his adaptability to get to where he was tonight is amazing. He is such a great kid. And of course, Kale, he's our guy. He's our scorer. And, you know, it's a normal night to look up and see 20 or 25 on the board for him. And, you know, at those free throws at the end, he says, I'm going to make them. Okay, make them, and he did. So, you know, like I said, what a great group of seniors I have. I'm very lucky, very lucky.
All right, well, I'll catch you later this week for a Coach's Corner interview, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No, I think Eagle Grove's a very good team. They're going to go in and play Ridgeview, and we'll see how that goes, but my boys are tired, and they get a well-deserved rest coming up.
All right, that's IFA head coach Mike Holm. Appreciate the time tonight, Coach.
Thanks, John.